territory sits in the Democratic Republic of the Congo's North Kivu province, bordering Rwanda and Uganda. It is a vivid example of the phrase, everybody wants a piece of Congo. Beni territory is rich in oil, timber, gold, diamonds, wolfram, coltan, and cassiterite. Now the people of Beni are being massacred for their land and its riches. KPFA's Ann Garrison filed this report after speaking to the Congolese human rights defender and author of Genocides of the Congolese, from Leopold II to Paul Kagame.
Musa Vuli Boniface, Congolese human rights defender and author, said that the massacres in Beni territory began in 2014. Estimates are that 60 people are killed every month. After the August 13, 2016 massacres, the number of victims rose above 1,200. There is little doubt that the massacres in Beni territory are in fact occurring because it is so rich in mineral resources essential to the manufacture of modern life in the industrialized nations. Musavili said, however, that the aggression has been falsely attributed to Ugandan Islamist rebels with ties to Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab. The truth is, he said, that the killers are Rwandans and Ugandans who want to eliminate indigenous Congolese people to claim their land and resources.
In reality, killers in Beni are individuals who are coming from Rwanda and neighboring Uganda. Their goal is to seriously eliminate indigenous Congolese populations in order to take ownership of their land, rich in resources.
Rwanda and Uganda have been accused of trying to annex portions of Congo across their borders, and some U.S. policymakers and pundits have advocated carving independent states out of eastern Congo as South Sudan was carved out of Sudan, despite the war and human catastrophe that ensued after South Sudan's independence. Advocates of partition have included Herman Cohn, a former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Johnny Carson, another former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, and John Prendergast, humanitarian militarist crusader and co-founder of the Enough Project. Beginning in 2014, Reuters and AP Wires reported that the Allied Democratic Forces, a phantom Ugandan Islamist group associated with Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab, was responsible for the massacres in Beni. Though many scoffed at the idea that this militia had suddenly reappeared after years of inactivity. Recent reports by UN investigators have proven the Islamist militia theory to be a fraud. Musavili confirmed this and added that the Congolese government may have used the Islamist extremist explanation to appeal to Western sympathizers and hide the fact that its own military officers were complicit in attacks on the indigenous people of Beni territory. Congolese believe that the Congolese government of President Joseph Kabila is complicit in Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni's attempts to annex portions of eastern Congo. They point to new massacres in Beni that occurred shortly after recent meetings between the three presidents. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.